10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everybody, wherever you're listening from. I say good morning if you're on the East Coast. Good almost afternoon. Technically, it is 6 minutes after the hour at noon. We start at 9 o'clock Pacific time. I'm Todd Kuhnen, filling in for Fred Penny. Welcome to Radio Law Talk here on this beautiful Saturday. Let's see, what is it? Saturday, April 20th, 420. Yes, the holiday for all medical marijuana users.
Dude, what does that mean?
Dude, that's like my favorite day. Oh, brother.
What a
bunch of interesting folks. Cal.
What?
That's Cal Hunter. That's whose silky voice you hear on the intro and everything. And, we do the kitty bumps. It's not Cal sucking on helium saying, that's a blah, blah, blah.
Although I was thinking of that one time when we got a little short. I thought, we need more.
Yeah, you know, just
recruiting grandchildren.
We call it Calvin the chipmunk. That would be awesome.
I could speed him up like Dave, like that David Seville.
Hello, Dave.
Like David Seville did. We could speed him up. That'd be fun.
We could do an entire segment in chipmunk talk.
Good.
Get a pitch changer.
We could do pirate talk, chipmunk talk, and mob talk. We could do a mob talk segment.
That's right. Oh.
Or a chipmunk talking in mob talk. Hey, Tony!
Are you looking at me? Are you?
Every time I try to do a chipmunk, I sound like the guy who played Pinocchio on Shrek.
Oh, you sound great.
But Cal, how was your week?
You know, it was really quite good. I'm a very blessed person, as you know, and I'm just thankful. So I had a good week and off of a little treatment I've been working on, so I'm off of that for the week and back at it next week. So just one of those deals, you know. You keep putting one foot in front of the other, and so far I've been able to do that. So
great.
I'm thankful for that.
That's great to hear. Great to have you here, Cal.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Fred Penny on assignment today, and there's a lot to talk about. Cal, have you been following at all?
Yes.
The proceedings up in Moscow, Idaho, with Brian Koberger.
I really have, and I'm fascinated by that case because it seems like there's some legitimate stuff going on, and every once in a while, pardon my S's today, some wacky thing comes out, and you go, is this a real defense team, or is this Alvin and the Chipmunks? I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious, but
sure,
you understand what I'm saying. They're pulling like everything out that they can, it seems like to me.
Well, I'm glad that you have that perspective, because when I first saw the case, I'll admit, there were some anomalies in this case from the get-go, all the way back to his extradition from Pennsylvania. And we'll talk more about this. But this latest issue here with his alibi defense caused me to go and take a look at the affidavit that was written up by the chief investigating officer to justify the arrest warrant to bring him back from Pennsylvania on charges. And after reading through it, now I see what the defense has issues with. And I'll be honest with you, if I'm the defense attorney, I have the same issues. And it's like, there's some broad strokes that the prosecution is painting with, and we'll talk about that and how that plays into this latest alibi defense that he is proposing. And also, I want to address the complaints of the family. I get what the family is saying, but I want to explain why it is that it may have taken so long for this information that supports this defense to come out. And so we'll talk about that.
So you're saying the family of the defense is questioning?
No, the family of the victim. Because you're saying, oh my gosh, you know, which
still
is
still more delays, delay, delay, delay. Right?
Yeah, it's people seek closure, you know, to the extent we really understand what that term means. I think that gets thrown around a lot, and it starts in psychological parlance, and it means something in psychology. And I think people throw it around a lot like the term PTSD. And no, those are closure, PTSD, those are diagnosable elements, and I think we use them too casually.
Agreed. And I think they just want to get it over with. That's
they
what,
do. Yeah. They do. They want to. They have been told by law enforcement who was responsible for the death of their loved ones. There are four people killed, and they want those. They trust law enforcement, and they want those that person to be punished. And the defense is saying, hold on a second here.
This may not be what you think it is.
It may not be him. And it's tough because when you get people that are acquitted, we see this sometimes in cases where a person not only has their conviction overturned, but they're exonerated because of DNA evidence. Somebody who's exonerated and the victim's family, who is now, you know, 20, 30 years after the fact, going, wait a minute, we thought we had this person convicted. They're angry that that person is not serving time anymore, overlooking the fact that, look, that person wasn't just let go because of some anomaly that happened in trial.
Or wasn't some legal technicality.
It wasn't a technicality. Right. They were exonerated because it could not have been them.
But then you go back to O.J. Simpson when That's there true. Was clearly a lot of DNA evidence that linked him to that crime scene. Man. And now they're saying, well, it couldn't have been him. Well, it couldn't have been. Well, I mean, it's a fascinating study in what makes guilt in our world.
It is. On the O.J. Simpson thing, I had heard that there was a if you took the sum total of all blood evidence that linked him to the crime scene or those folks back to him, the sum total of all of it would fit in about half a thimble full.
But one still needs to ask the question, yeah. And this is, I'm an outsider, believe me, I'm way down the pike on this. One, the question would be, how much does it take? A bloody thumbprint, you couldn't put that in a thimble. How did the blood get from point A to point B on him, on his clothing, on his gloves, in his car, wherever it is?
It's true.
And then the big question, if not him, who?
And do you know? And do you know what the focus of the investigation, the defense was? Was, look, we have no doubt. The defense was often saying, we have no doubt that your tests of this material that was taken from him came back positive. But I want to look at how the evidence was handled.
Right, how it got there.
In the infancy of DNA collection and testing and didn't understand much about how things can be cross-contaminated. The silver lining in the O.J. case is that it really put LAPD under the microscope in terms of their procedures and how to do things, so that there was integrity in a lot of convictions that went down the road. If this same trial had happened, but it had been some homeless person kill some other homeless person, even if it was to the same degree of defense and prosecution, including trying to try on a bloody glove,
right,
never would have made it to the public eye as much, but it was O.J.
No, it changed a lot of things, and that, I think, is a credit to the defense team and a credit to the fact that the LAPD and the DA's office said, whoa, we've got some problems here. We've got to fix it. Yeah.
Remind me about that, because I want to talk after we do case or no case, which we're going to do after this break, about, to a certain extent, why it is everybody, defense, prosecution, judge, investigators, why it is to a certain degree, we are all part of the same team. We're all part, we are all seeking the same goal. And where the difference comes about is a difference of opinion as to the best path to achieve that goal. We'll talk about that when we get back after we do case or no case.
Points Saturday.
Awesome. Double points. It's me and Denise, by the way. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
and we have two baseball-themed case or no cases.
Oh, too. Lovely. Right. Lovely.
Well, it's baseball season, you know.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we'll get to that when we get back. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. And if you have an opinion on case or no case, feel free to call us 855-529-7234. Cal will be happy to take your answer.
I will. And I'll be happy to bump us out to Radio Law Talk, first break of the show. We're just getting started. Stay tuned as the big broadcast will continue.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring this kid's home safe.
Call 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Get off my lawn.
Oh, come on.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Boy, that first soundbite that you played there.
Commercials and other announcements.
Where he says, "Get off my lawn." Was that Clint Eastwood, Gran Torino?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, so it's apropos that we would have that, because that mentality, or what is conveyed there in that scene, because he's talking to, I believe, some individuals of Latin descent to get off my lawn. That's going to come into play when we talk about the Arizona rancher case and what the defense is alleging the mentality of the sheriff is. So we'll talk about that when that comes up. But right now, look, this is why people come to listen to Radio Law Talk primarily. It's for the case or no case. What do you have, Cal?
Special baseball edition of Case or No Case. Put me in, coach.
Yeah, by the way, I'm in mourning. I thought the Giants had finally turned a corner. We're going to overcome the first part of the season woes. And then last night, the San Francisco Giants just got the snot spanked out of them by the Arizona Diamondbacks, 17-1.
Yeah, they turned the corner all right.
It was a rough night because, you know, Sacramento Kings were playing down in New Orleans for the to play into the playoffs. They got waxed. So it was a rough night for me for sports.
The karma was not...
No.
Okay, well, Farrell Lukowski worked at the old Candlestick Park in San Francisco maintenance department. When the Giants moved out to AT&T, Farrell was instructed by his boss, Chester Furpo, the janitorial supervisor, to clean up some of the old storage area. Farrell cleaned up in more ways than one. He found some old World Series scorecards, originals, lineup cards, for when the Giants played the Yankees in 1962. Lukowski was ordered to toss the stuff into the trash, and he pocketed more than 60 or so cards and other pieces of memorabilia from the Giants' World Series runner-up season. Lukowski took the stuff home, and after he retired about 6 years later, they started popping up on eBay. "Own a piece of history," the headline said. Giants security saw this, and they said, "Oh, wait a minute. I know we told him to throw it away, but that's property of the club. He can't have that." So they called the legal department as to what should be done. An injunction? Criminal charges? A case or no case? That's what they wanted to know. And Denise, Todd, you may know this story. I don't know if I'm going to start with you, if you don't mind, on this case or no case.
Okay. So this is a case of finders keepers, losers weepers.
Well, that seems to be the context of it. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The question is, did they give him permission to sell the items? They said throw it out, and he kept them. I actually don't think that they have a case.
Okay.
I would say it's not a case.
Fair enough, Todd. What do you think about this? I mean, you know, they. It was pretty valuable stuff, and he stumbles across it and says, "Oh, thank you very much."
All right. So, refresh my memory.
Yeah.
Refresh my recollection. So, the Giants were moving from Candlestick to AT&T Park.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I don't think the Giants played at Candlestick.
Yes, they did.
When they first got
there. Oh, not when they first got there. Seal Stadium first year, but the World Series year was Candlestick, inauguration year.
Okay.
In fact, the last out of the series was a line drive to the second baseman for the Yankees, Tony Kubek, off the bat of Willie McCovey.
Okay.
It was quite the moment.
All right. Yeah. So,
very dramatic.
So when they move,
yeah.
He was hired to do what? They had moved. He told, "This is all trash. Get rid of it.
Clean up the storage area." Is what they told him.
So they told him to clean up the storage area.
Right.
Okay. So I think that this is definitely a scenario. I think that this could actually have turned into. I think this is a case that was settled, and I'll tell you why. Telling him to clean up the storage area. In the studio right now, where we're at, if the owner of this facility came up to me because they were cleaning it out and said, "Hey, clean up the studio," that doesn't mean that I now have any possessory interest in anything that needs to be cleaned up. I mean, you've put it upon me to determine what's trash and what's not trash. And boy, think about the authority. If I determine that it's trash, then I can go ahead and keep it. Yeah, you know what? I found a Rolex in the corner. You told me to clean it up. I determined it was trash, and so therefore I kept it. Well, no, it's not. And so he at no time did he Did he lose his employee status? He was on the job at the time. He was working at the time. He was in charge of cleaning it up. I think that there's something to be said using the Rolex example. I think that if somebody found a Rolex in the corner, this would be a no-brainer, because the idea here would be, if you see that it says Rolex on it, you know that this is an item of value. You know that this is not trash. And I think the same would apply in this context. You're looking at a scorecard from 1962. When did they move to AT&T? 2002?
I think that was pretty okay. close, yeah.
So you look at 40 years after the fact. This is a World Series original scorecard. You know this is going to be worth money. You know how we know he knows? Because he saved it and wanted to sell it.
Because he took it, right.
Because he took it. So you know that this is worth something. I think that it's clear it still belongs to the employer, and he they reach some sort of out-of-court settlement for it. I mean, he's not required to give it back with no money at all. No, with, you know, he's completely out. But it's a case, and there is some sort of out-of-court settlement.
Okay, well, I'm glad you feel that. You know what I'm going to do, because I'm a mean man?
Oh, brother.
I'm going to wait, and I'd give you the answer, because we're just a minute away of our bottom-of-the-hour break, and that's when many stations do the news and all, so we'll give them the chance to do that and give our listeners a chance to ruminate. What if it were me? What if I found that valuable item? What would I do with it?
And if you want to let us know what you would do with that during this next break, it's about 6 minutes or so, give Cal a call, 855-529-7234. That's 855-529-7234. I'm curious to know what you think.
Yeah, me too.
Should have been done here.
Yep. Thanks, Todd. Radio Law Talk will continue. Todd and Denise have a lot to talk about, and they will do that, plus the answer to case or no case, after we take this break. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A+ BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. HealthWarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
I must be the worst baseball scout in the whole world.
We want you to play first base for the Oakland A's.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
First clip was legendary voice of the Dodgers, Vin Scully, who was also the voice on the call during the catch when Montana to Dwight Clark caught
That's right.
And he was calling that football game.
Good knowledge, very good. Didn't do that much football, but did some. That was him talking about Sandy Koufax. He saw him come in and work out, and he said, I saw him, and he said, just another average lefty. He bounced a couple of curveballs. His fastball was okay. Next thing you know, he's in the Hall of Fame, and I'm broadcasting, and I'm not a scout.
So, interesting little tidbit about Sandy Koufax.
The great one.
And what made him so good was, you'll see this stat a lot for pitchers called spin rate.
Yes.
So they throw the ball, I mean, how many revolutions per minute is that ball spinning, even though it's only traveling for 2/10 of a second? What's the spin rate? And the higher the spin rate, the better the pitch on average.
Yeah, the better the action on the ball. Right, sure, right, yeah.
Sandy, and they couldn't measure spin rate in Sandy Koufax's day. But everybody that ever batted against him said that when that ball was coming in, it sounded like there was a fan. And it was going...
No kidding.
And it was the laces on the ball spinning, and it was the friction that you heard. That was how much he could spin that ball.
By the way, that's why so many players now are getting injured, because of the changes made in the rules in baseball. Very quickly, pitchers are hurting their elbows because they're trying to ramp up their spin rate, and it's causing more injuries on the forearm and the elbow. But Koufax left the game earlier than you would think you would have liked him to, because of injuries to the arm. Mm-hmm. So what a great pitcher, man.
All right, so there's our one of many squirrel tangents of the day. we go to baseball. Denise is over there going like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I woke up early for this. Okay, Cal, so what is the deal here with our case or no case answer? Just give us a quick recap, and then we'll say what Denise's answer was, what my answer was, and then you can tell us which one of us will bask in the glory of victory.
If any, a guy named Farrell Lukowski found a bunch of old World Series memorabilia while cleaning out a storage locker at Candlestick Park. He kept it, took it home, tried to sell it on eBay, and Giants security said, I don't really think you can do that. So they went to their legal team to see if they could stop him first off, because these were old World Series programs with Bobby Richardson, Tony Kubek, Mickey Mantle, Willie McCovey, Willie Mays. I mean, really classic players from the early Giants and Yankees era, and they wanted to stop him from selling them online. And he said, well, you told me to throw them out. I just took them home. And there you have it.
All right.
Denise said.
No case.
Todd said.
I said it ended up being a case, but they settled.
Well, Denise, get ready to bask in glory. No, I just made the whole thing up, because I'll tell you what prompted this. I was listening to a talk from someone, and they emphasized a key point about an individual's character. Hmm. Doing the right thing, especially when no one is looking.
Right.
This guy must have known this was shady, or he wouldn't have snuck it out. He would have said, hey, look what I found. Instead, he took it out. And I mean, this thing did happen, but it was not a case. So here you have a guy who just finds something and just takes it out. And says, well, it could belong to the team, but hey, they told me to throw it out. Hey, man, you know, just do the right thing and you're never sorry. That's the point. Coming up next time on Case or No Case, a clerk who made a faux pas that came to bite him in the pencil. That's coming up next hour on Case or No Case. Now back to the show with Todd Kuhnen and Denise Dirks.
All right, I'm just checking something here. So, Cal, you made that up, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%.
The whole dang
Let's
thing.
Let's see. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16.
It does not say thou shalt not make up stories.
Thou shalt, you know, and even though we live, sir, I'm still technically a neighbor, thou shalt not bear false witness. Oh. I should be.
There's no false witness in that. I didn't tell.
It actually says, this is where you need a lawyer, right? Okay, so it actually says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
There you go.
You didn't lie about any, well, to the extent, you did impugn the character.
Of a fictional character.
Okay, all right.
I mean, and by the way, just in case you're wondering, I have the best lawyer of all.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough. All right.
Technically, that's the lawyer. This is, yeah, my client's guilty, but we've already paid the price.
Right. I have the best advocate of all.
Yes. It's all about mitigation.
Yep. There you go.
It's not not guilt or innocence. It's all about mitigation.
All right. There you go. Back. To
okay.
The
so
I thought we that at least what I thought we left was you were talking about O.J. Simpson's DNA evidence, and you had a point to make.
You made a point that you made
during the break.
Okay,
so our listeners never heard that point.
They did not. And some are thanking their lucky stars. But so when I look, I have been I was a prosecutor for 10 years in California and then in Northeast Tennessee and then back in California. And I was also, I've done criminal defense since 2015 in both private practice and for the public defender's office. And you know, have you ever heard the phrase cognitive dissonance? You know what cognitive dissonance is? You ever heard of that? Cognitive dissonance is the belief that because I'm right, you can't be right. It's the inability to see somebody else's side, right? I think that the best example I ever saw of cognitive dissonance and how it can flip, okay, was around the election of, 2020. Okay. So before the election, this just cracks me up. Before the election, you had the sitting president was working to really get this vaccine, Operation Warp Speed, and get the vaccine really quickly for the masses, right? And so you had all of that. And then those that opposed the sitting president were asked, well, are you going to get the vaccine? Not if he tells me to get it. No, I'm not getting the vaccine. Not going to happen. So you had one side saying, it is your patriotic duty to get the vaccine because our president got it. And you had the other side saying, I don't know. No, that's not going to happen. Then the election happens and the sitting president loses. And then within 30 days, the entire narrative shifted. The president-elect, whose followers up until the election were like, no, not going to happen, are now saying, hey, look, if the president-elect says to get that injection, get the vaccination, you need to get it. It's your patriotic duty. And then everybody that was supported the recently defeated president was saying, not if I'm being forced to do it. No, I mean, it switched so fast. And it was because it was just this inability to see the other side of things. That's you see cognitive dissonance come up a lot when people talk about religion. You see it come up
politics.
A lot when people talk about politics. And I saw it all the time in prosecution or in the criminal justice system. If you're a DA, there's no possible way that guy could be innocent. There's no possible way he could be not. Everything is viewed through the lens of this is why he is guilty, and everybody should get the maximum punishment for everything. And, I mean, there were DAs that I had that were that far, that whacked out. Consequently, when I became a defense attorney, there are defense attorneys like, you know what, every cop is a liar. They're all cheating and stealing evidence, and they beat everybody. The prosecution's just trying to hide evidence, and it's just this. And I'm sitting there going, you're both wrong. You're both wrong. The prosecutor, there's this thing called mitigation and reasonable doubt, and you better be able to look at the other side's evidence. And to the defense, no, these are people. You have a few, I heard this phrase this morning, a few bad eggs. You have a few people that, bad apples that spoil the bunch. But for the most part, you've got people that are just trying to investigate and do their best. And the best DAs that I ever saw were the ones that were reasonable, that could listen. And same with the defense attorneys that could advocate for their client and understood when their advocacy was helping them out. What they failed to understand, and I'll get off my soapbox here as we go into the break, is this. We're all part of the same system. It's the criminal justice system. Prosecutors, you may hate defense attorneys, but if you remove defense attorneys from the equation, system doesn't work. If you remove prosecutors from the equation, the system doesn't work. If you remove judges from the equation, the system doesn't work. And same with law enforcement officers. Stop wishing for a system that doesn't have any of those components. You're all part of the same system. Your goals might be different, but it's the same system. We'll be back. We'll talk about Brian Koberger in Idaho.
Not as big a leap as you might think. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up after we break away. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Uh-huh. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. skin sharp. Well, come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
People must be idiots.
Round up the usual suspects.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, so we are back here at Radio Law Talk. We've done our case or no case. Denise, you got 4 points on that one, didn't you?
I did. Oh, I don't know where we stand though. Right?
Yeah,
now,
yeah. So. Oh, yeah. I'll give you the point total from last week. I've got it around here.
All right.
Somewhere.
All right.
It's on that sheet. But yeah, it was not a day of plenty for me last week or Fred really. So in the state of Idaho. The murders of the four college students in Moscow, Idaho. Moscow, Idaho, and Pullman, Washington are pretty much, they butt up against one another. And stop, Denise.
And nice choice of words.
and I think both of them have universities, too. University of Washington over in Pullman. And then you got Idaho.
Idaho, right. Home of the Vandals.
Yes. And so, didn't Ryan Leaf, football player, wasn't he quarterback? For,
okay, no more sports.
He was in Eastern Washington. You're Washington State.
That was
on
that
the
Pullman?
News. No. Probably.
Okay. All right.
I think it is. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Okay. Anyway, I digress. Several times. So there's this murder. Now, it happened to
not just a murder; it's a four-person murder.
Gruesome.
Oh, man.
Multiple homicide occurring in the early morning hours, as alleged by the prosecution. Their timeline is the murders happened somewhere after 4 a.m. and before 4:20 a.m. between 4 and 4:20. And there were four people killed in this house. I think two people were not killed, weren't even touched, but four people were killed. And suspected method of death was stabbing. And the suspect is a guy named Brian Koberger. Now, the house where they were killed was in Moscow, Idaho. Koberger is from Pullman, Washington. You know, maybe a 5-6 mile drive from his house to the house of the murders.
He was studying to be a forensic psych, forensic.
Is a forensic criminology,
like a CSI guy.
Yeah, yes. A guy who studies crime scenes.
Yes, right. And he was studying it to be a doctor of that.
Yes.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
And so he is the guy that they have identified. And they ended up arresting him in his home state of Pennsylvania a couple of months after the murders. This happened on November 13th in the early morning hours of the murders. He was arrested in mid to late December in Pennsylvania. And then there was this issue about extradition, getting him from Pennsylvania back to Moscow, Idaho to face prosecution. And as part of that, there was this affidavit in support of the arrest warrant. It's like an 18-page affidavit that outlined all of the evidence that law enforcement had procured up to that point, saying Koberger's our suspect. Okay. Now, Cal, before when we
and
were
that affidavit has to be what? It has to what
so essentially what the affidavit has to do is give you submit it as part of an arrest warrant for the magistrate to sign, saying, okay, this person can be taken into custody. This arrest warrant can go out.
Convince the magistrate of probable cause.
Is it like
cause?
A probable
it
cause?
It has thing. To, and the standard is probable cause. It okay. has to give the enough probable cause to for the person to say, look, a crime was committed, and this person is likely to be the person that did it. The standard is, I mean, it's not beyond reasonable doubt. The standard is what would cause a reasonable person to believe that that happened, okay? And so it issued. And if you recall, now normally the way things happen is a person comes back, they get arraigned, and then they have their lawyer there with them, or they get the public defender appointed when they're arraigned. But somehow in this case, the public defender's office got involved when he was still in Pennsylvania pending extradition, which is not common. That's not common because he hadn't been arraigned yet. They want to extradite him to bring him back so he can be arraigned on it, right? But the public defender got involved early on. And, Cal, you had an observation, and I want to turn it to Denise as well for your observation. You had an observation. We were talking earlier about this case that it just seemed like everything goes along great, and then the defense comes up with some harebrained scheme, right?
Yeah, well, we have a new theory about why he was out in the middle of the night, and we think it has far more weight than the evidence you think you have in front of you.
Okay.
That's what strikes me as this.
Yeah. Coming out of left field. Now, Denise, from what you know about the case, what's your opinion about kind of how things have been going and the defense and where things are coming from? And
I think I was the one, when we first talked about this case, that asked you if it was common to have that that motion that was filed so early on about protecting evidence and, you know, getting in quickly to so the public defender was right away on this case, which
That's
was surprising considering that the public defender was from Idaho and the case was still in Pennsylvania. At least the extradition portion of it was in Pennsylvania. And I thought, wow, I've never seen this type of a request to preserve evidence at this early stage.
That's right. Most of the time in a case like this, you know, they have to investigate it for a couple months. They find the person. Once the person gets arraigned and gets a public defender's office there, look, that crime scene has been cleaned and scoured,
and at this point,
it was demolished.
It was demolished, yes.
But you'll allow my analogy, though, it would be as if they pulled the presidential limo back to Park Avenue in Dallas and just left it there and said, nobody touch this.
That's right.
We have a lot of work to do on this. Nobody touch a thing.
And look, they can't obviously do that in every case, but in this case, because the public defender got involved so quickly, and it was within weeks of the murder, When the public defender got involved, that house was still there. They got a preservation order so that the public defender's investigators could go in and take a look at it. Well, now, why is it important for the public defender investigators to go in? Why can't they just rely on what the forensic investigators of the police department?
Because it cross-contamination.
Well, that's one.
And because of the police may already have in mind that this guy's it, and so they're not doing a thorough investigation.
They're not looking at every possibility. They're not just doing a thorough job because we have our guy.
Just before we went to break, last time I talked, what was talking about? Cognitive dissonance. If I'm right, it can't be wrong. That leads to what's called confirmation bias, where once you have a suspect, you're no longer investigating with an eye toward, I'm just going to dispassionately look at all the evidence. You're investigating to show how the person that you now say is a suspect was the one who was involved, how the evidence all points to him. And then you write an affidavit that isn't just, this is the evidence, it's written persuasively so that the judge will give you probable cause. That's what the defense has an issue with and how it really shaped this investigation. Now, we're going to come up on a break here in about a minute. When we come back, we'll do a case or no case, and then we're going to talk about what the defense is pointing out and what I believe their issue with the prosecution's, the investigating officer's affidavit is, and why I think it shows a lot of cognitive dissonance and confirmation bias. And the defense, they're doing their job to overcome that so that this can be a fair trial.
So you don't think the latest excuse is just like a completely out of left field weird thing?
I think the latest excuse, and we'll get to that when we come back.
Right.
The latest excuse, the reason it's coming at this point is because the information that is contained in this latest excuse takes a long time to procure from the telephone companies. And I'll explain that.
Okay, that's fair.
Hey, stick around. We're going to have another case or no case next hour, and you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
You found Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll continue.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.